How do you do? A runaway, by definition, is out of control and potentially dangerous, whether it's a runaway truck or a runaway child. But if you had told the young man in this story that he was out of control every time he ran away, he would not have believed you. He thought he was in charge of his destiny. But he learned the truth when his heart and mind and life were unshackled.
Put that bowl in the cupboard too, Dennis.
You call that dinner? I had better food in the soup kitchen.
I wish he'd shut up.
Oh, just ignore him, Dennis. He's drunk.
He's always drunk.
Don't antagonize him now. You'll make it worse.
I hate him.
Get in here, woman. I want to talk to you.
You'll have to come in the kitchen, Raymond.
You heard me. Get in here. Dennis, push your mother in here.
I can't, Dad. I'm cleaning up the kitchen.
The man ought to get some respect.
Mom, he's got that gun and he's waving it around.
Well, I'll go in and try to reason with him.
It might go off.
Oh, Raymond, put that gun down before you hurt someone.
Make me.
I'll call the cops.
Go ahead, call the cops. I dare you. Call the cops. I'll shoot every cop that comes through the door.
Raymond, please put the gun down. Please.
Give me that gun.
Hey!
Sharing the good news through true life stories of real people, this is Unshackled, dramatized and produced in Chicago by Pacific Garden Mission. It's bad enough the homeless have to sleep on the ground and scrounge for food every day, but condemning stares make their lot even worse. Those who come to Pacific Garden Mission, though, are treated with respect and kindness. Since 1877, the mission has been a refuge for weary souls, a place where the perishing are protected and fed while they learn the truth about their lives and their future. The old lighthouse shelters upwards of 700 homeless people each night during the cold winter months, offering food, clothing, and safe bunks, even medical and dental care, and all without charge, all without tax dollars, all through the gifts of caring friends and listeners. Mission guests who meet the Prince of Peace live transformed lives no matter what their past, because in him there is no condemnation. And now for broadcast around the earth, here's program number 2560 in the series Unshackled, the program that makes you face yourself and think.
Is he gone?
Yes.
Guess I showed him.
What'd you do with the gun?
Gave it to the neighbor. He was amazed I got it away from Dad.
Oh, you took a terrible chance. He might have shot you.
I ain't scared of him. Was he always like that, Mom?
Long as I've known him, he's been a drinker. He blames it on being lame, but that's a poor excuse. I'm crippled, too, and I don't drink.
Why'd you ever marry him anyway?
I thought I could change him, but I was wrong.
All he does is make life miserable for us. Ruins every holiday.
If we hadn't got married, we wouldn't have you. Dennis, you're the miracle baby.
I don't know about that.
It's true. I was already confined to a wheelchair when you were born. No one thought I could have a baby in my condition.
Well, I ain't a baby no more, and I guess Dad knows it now. I can take care of myself.
Just don't drink like him, whatever you do.
Never. I hate him when he drinks.
Dennis?
He knows it, too. I told him I hated him, and I do. I hate him.
The man in our story was born in April of 1960 to a woman crippled with muscular dystrophy and a father lame with polio. He grew up in Davenport, Iowa. And by the age of 10, his heart was already so full of hate that he picked up rocks and threw them at his father, who was limping down the street. This is the story of how love overcame that hatred. It's the true story of Dennis Wallace right now on Unshackled.
Because of my father's drinking and mother's confinement, I was running the streets by the time I was 10. When I was 12, my best friend and I decided to burglarize a department store so I could steal a deer rifle I wanted. We hid in the men's dressing room until the store closed and the lights went out. Then we gorged ourselves on candy, filled our arms with watches, and headed for the sporting goods department.
Man, it's dark down here. I can't see nothing. Ow! Are you sure we're going the right way?
Yeah. That gun case is over here somewhere.
Good thing there's no guard around.
Here it is. I can feel the glass.
Is it locked?
Yeah, but I can jimmy the lock.
I'm gonna take a BB gun.
Feel around. See if you can find a case for these guns while I got it. Here, this is a BB gun, I think.
Yeah, and I got the cases.
Come on, let's get out of here.
How are we gonna get out without setting off the alarm?
Let's go out the back door. We did it.
Yeah, but look at that fence. It's too high to climb, and it's got barbed wire on top.
Oh, man, we'll never get over that. What are we going to do now?
I don't know. Maybe get a ladder inside the store?
Freeze!
It's the cops!
Don't shoot!
Drop the guns!
They took us to the police station and charged us with breaking and entering. I was photographed and fingerprinted, the first of many encounters with the police. But since I was only 12, I was put on probation. About that time, I decided to earn some honest money as a door-to-door salesman.
Hi there. I'm selling these great metal Social Security cards. They never bend or tear. Would you like to buy one? They only cost $2.
Well, I don't think I want to buy one, but would you like to come in?
Sure.
How about some cookies and milk? What's your name?
Dennis Wallace. I just live a few blocks away.
I'm Sandy Dennis. It's good that you're out working, not just hanging out on the streets.
I got in some trouble and I'm trying to make it up.
Oh, why don't you come to church with us sometimes then? We go to that church right next door.
I've never been to church before.
Really? My husband Steve wants to be a preacher someday, so he's going to Bible college.
I might go with you sometime.
Because she was so nice to me, I went back again and again, and even went to church once in a while with her and her husband. When I got bored, I would crawl under the pews to get out while they were praying. But the next year, when I was 13, brought momentous change to my life. My probation officer broke the news.
Dennis, your mother has to go into a nursing home. She needs total care now. You can't live at home without her, so I've arranged for you to go to a boys' home in Nebraska.
A boys' home? I don't want to go away from here.
Well, you don't have any choice, Dennis. You're still on probation.
But I stayed out of trouble.
Well, so far, yes, but without your mother, who knows? You need adult supervision.
It ain't fair.
I'm sorry, Dennis. You'll be leaving right away.
The boys' home was my first taste of discipline, and I didn't like it. But it was there that I first heard how God could change your life. Some hippies who ran a halfway house in Omaha came for the church service, and they sang and testified how Jesus set them free from drugs. I was impressed by what they said. A few weeks later, a friend and I made a daring decision.
I'm getting out of this place, Dennis.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Omaha.
How are you going to survive in Omaha this time of year? You don't know anybody there. You don't even know the town. You're making a big mistake, Jerry.
I don't care. I hate this place.
I do, too, but we got no money, nothing.
I can hitchhike, walk if I have to. It's only 6 miles.
It's freezing outside.
You're not going to talk me out of it. I'm leaving. You coming with me or not?
Yeah, I'll go with you. I hate this place, too.
For 2 hours, we walked because no one would give us a ride. Finally, a van stopped and took us to Omaha, where we walked around, freezing. Then I remembered the hippies who ran a halfway house. We called, and they told us how to get there.
Come on in. You guys look half frozen.
We are. I'm Dennis, and this is Jerry. We sure appreciate you letting us crash here.
Hey, how old are you guys?
18.
Well, you're welcome to stay, but you have to abide by the rules, okay? No smoking or drinking, and you have to attend Bible study every night.
Okay.
We don't have a TV or radio either, and the only book you can bring in is the Bible. It may sound strict, but the Word of God is so good, you get so you don't want anything else.
I can live with that.
Better believe you can, Dennis. It's the bread of life. Spend time with the Lord. You'll be amazed how good He is.
While I stayed with them, I worked at a hotel, setting up banquet rooms. In the evenings, we went out on the streets, handing out tracts. Their sincere faith impressed me. And one day I prayed, asking God to save me. But salvation would come much later. I was caught up in their relationship with the Lord and the atmosphere surrounding me. I made up songs to sing as I walked down the street. I finally confessed my real status.
I figured you really weren't 18, Dennis. I'm glad you told me the truth.
That's not all, Mike. I'm a runaway.
You ought to call your folks then. They'll be worried.
I didn't run away from them. I ran away from a boys' home. You were there a month or so ago for the church service. That's how I knew about your halfway house.
We have to call the boys home and let them know you're here.
I was afraid of that. I don't want to go back there. I hate that place.
You have to trust in the Lord now. You can't walk in rebellion once you belong to Christ. His grace is sufficient, Dennis. He'll get you through anything.
Okay. If I have to go back, I will.
The boys' home wouldn't take me back, so I was put in a temporary group home back in Davenport, where the other boys ridiculed me for saying I was a Christian. I went back to my old ways of cussing and smoking. 2 weeks later, I ran away. Again, I was caught.
What shall we do with you, Dennis?
Let me alone. That's what I want. I can take care of myself.
At your age, I'm afraid that's not an option.
Where's my dad?
I don't know.
I went back to our old apartment house and it was empty. But some of our stuff was still there.
How did you get in?
Somebody broke in the front door.
Somebody could get in trouble for that.
It's all my dad's fault. I hate him.
Well, what good does that do? Don't you see we're trying to help you change your life?
What great place are you sending me to this time?
A children's home right here in Davenport. Now, if you stay put, you might learn something. If you keep running away, you might end up in reform school. You don't want that, Dennis.
But I kept running away until they put me in a locked room in the home. One day, the man who was on duty began reading my file over the intercom, saying my mother was in a nursing home, how my dad was a drunkard, how I had been arrested for breaking into the department store. I screamed and kicked the walls until I was exhausted, until the hate in my heart was a raging inferno. I hated my dad. I hated my life. I even hated God.
Stay with us to learn how that hatred was overcome. It was for lost souls like Dennis that Pacific Garden Mission first opened its doors more than 122 years ago. Although more men than women lived on the streets then, increasing numbers of women need shelter. And so the women's division was opened in the early 40s. Today, the Women's Division is located a few miles away at Gospel League Home for Women and Children, consisting of 5 floors with 6 dormitories. Women need shelter for all kinds of reasons, and they find security while their lives are transformed. Counselors pray with them, teach them, and help them develop new habits and attitudes so they can go back into the world as new creations, able to work productively and live new lives, all made possible by the Prince of Peace. To learn more about the Women's Division or any of our other ministries, just write to Pacific Garden Mission, Chicago, Illinois, 60605. Our email address is unshackled@pgm.org, and please include your address.
Dennis! Hey, man! Come on in!
Hey, can I hide with you for a few days?
Did you run away again?
Yeah. They can't make me stay in those places.
Well, I don't think Mom will let you stay here. She's afraid she'll get into trouble after the last time.
Well, I can't live on the streets. It's freezing, man.
Oh, okay, I got a friend who'll let you stay in his basement, I think. He has an old mattress he can sleep on.
That's fine. As long as I have my freedom. Some freedom. Hunger, cold, and uncertainty. Sometimes I would get 100 miles away. Other times I stayed in the area. Sometimes I was caught. And sometimes, when I was hungry or too tired to go on, I turned myself in. I would walk the sidewalks in the evening, wishing I had a home, wanting to be a part of a family and lead a normal life. I ran away 11 times until at age 14, they put me in a group home for delinquents. While there, I called the couple who had taken me to church when I was 12.
Dennis, how are you?
Okay. I'm not in that boys' home anymore. I'm in a home for delinquents.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Are you in trouble?
Sandy, I tried to follow the Lord like you and Steve said, but the other boys made fun of me.
They made fun of Jesus, too, but he still went to the cross for you.
I prayed to receive Jesus as my Savior, but it didn't last.
You have to be sincere, Dennis. God can see the motives and intent of your heart. He knows whether you're sincere or not.
Yeah, I guess.
We're praying for you, Dennis.
I didn't tell her how I'd been smoking pot, even growing marijuana in the attic of the home where I lived. I didn't describe how I worked at being treated like a misfit, telling the other kids I was a devil worshiper. I wanted to appear tough, but on the inside I was starving for love. So I ran away again, this time to Steve and Sandy's home. They were now in the Christian ministry.
Dennis, come in. How did you get here?
I hitchhiked. I just wanted someone to talk to, I guess.
Steve will be so surprised. You've really grown.
Yeah. It's only been 2 years, but it seems like more. I guess I've lived in too many homes, huh?
Did you run away again, Dennis?
How'd you guess?
Come on. Let's get you something to eat.
I just can't take those places, Sandy. They don't really care about us.
We'll have to let them know where you are, even so.
They'll make me go back. I know I'm too old to be adopted, but I sure wish I had a real home.
What about your father?
Last I heard, he was living in a rescue mission in Minnesota.
Maybe you could live with us, Dennis. Let's ask Steve and see what he says.
They became my foster parents with the stipulation that I couldn't come back if I ran away. I wanted to do well when I enrolled in school, but I had fallen behind and felt like an outsider. Many days I would leave for school but end up in a pool hall, shooting pool and smoking cigars. I went to church with them, but realized I couldn't live a Christian life unless I was really a Christian. So I ran away again. When I was caught, my caseworker sent me to live with a cousin in Missouri. That lasted several months.
Dennis, what are you doing back here?
I ran away because my cousin woke me up in the middle of the night beating on me with a clothes hanger.
Why?
She was selling drugs, and I let one of her customers come in and take some while she was gone.
Are you telling the truth?
Yes. Her daughter's the one who told me what she was doing and where she kept the drugs. I don't want to get in trouble like that, so I climbed out the window and came here.
I'll have to call your cousin to verify this.
You really think she'll admit to selling drugs?
I'm sorry, Dennis. I just can't take your word for it.
I won't go back there after what she did to me. I'll just run away again if you try to make me go back there.
All right. I'll see if there's a local foster home willing to take you temporarily.
Hello, Dennis. I'm Art. I understand you're going to be living with us.
Yeah, temporarily.
Well, your caseworker called and asked if we could take you permanently, and my wife said yes.
What do you think about that? Well, it's okay with me.
What grade are you in?
Sophomore.
Oh, we'll get along fine if you obey the rules, Dennis. No drugs, no drinking. Okay? And be home when I tell you. How old are you?
16.
Oh, I'll teach you to drive and we can go hunting in the winter. This is your home now, Dennis.
For 2 years, I led a halfway normal life and made passing grades in school. I even had a foster brother and sister. I loved my foster parents and they treated me well. And my foster mother, Tony, had surgery to remove a tumor.
Dennis, the doctor said Tony has terminal cancer. The tumor was malignant. They removed as much as they could, but the cancer had already spread. The doctor says she will only have 2 more years to live.
2 years? It isn't fair. She's such a good person.
I don't know what we'll do without her.
Two years later, my biological mother died. My dad had to be found and sobered up for the funeral. My hatred for him intensified. 6 months after that, Tony, my foster mother, died. I was 19 years old then and had finished school. After her death, I moved back to Davenport, got an apartment and a job at a hospital. I had overcome my past by my own efforts, I thought. But I was very lonely and began going to bars with friends. Sometimes I would call my old friends.
Hello?
Hi, Sandy. It's me, Dennis.
Dennis, how are you doing?
Hanging in there. Doing okay, financially. I'm working second shift at a hospital now.
How are you doing spiritually?
Oh, I'm going to church. People are pretty nice, but I still feel like an outsider.
Give your heart to Jesus, Dennis. Find some young people who are living for Jesus and make friends with them. God wants us to fellowship with one another.
I feel like there's a big struggle going on inside me. Good against evil.
There is, Dennis. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 17, "For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would."
It's hard to live a Christian life, Sandy.
It's impossible to live the Christian life without the Spirit of God, Dennis. Jesus said that you must be born again. God gives the Holy Spirit to all who come to him sincerely in prayer, asking to receive Jesus as their Savior.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, Sandy, it's always good to talk to you and Steve.
We're praying for you, Dennis. We love you, and God loves you, too. You can always call us.
Their words of love were like a knife cutting in my heart. Tears would always fill my eyes as they expressed love to me. I'd become so convicted of my sins that sleeping had become difficult. Someone gave me a book, and I began to read it at work. The chapter on the false comforts for sinners described me. I had told people that I was seeking the Lord, but I just wanted comfort, peace, and deliverance from hell without surrendering my life to God. That was me. I saw that just as I had run away from many places, I was running away from God. As tears of repentance streamed down my face, I went to a back room, got on my knees, and prayed. Lord, I'm sorry for the way I've lived. I'm sorry I failed you. If you'll save me, I promise to live the rest of my life for you. There at the age of 21, I felt the load of sin lifted from me. After years of running with my heart filled with hate, I surrendered myself to God, and that hate was turned into love. My old friends began to drop away as I refused to go to bars with them. It's about that time that I learned my old friend Butch was in jail. I went to visit him.
Good to see you, Dennis.
It's been a long time, Butch.
Well, I'm glad you came. How'd you find out I was here?
It was in the newspaper.
It seems like ages ago you and I broke into that department store.
Yeah.
This time I'm afraid I'll go to prison, Dennis.
Well, let me tell you what happened to me, Butch. I received Jesus as my Savior, and he changed everything. You know, I used to be so full of hate, but not anymore. God changed my life.
When did all this happen?
Almost a year ago.
And you really think there's a difference?
Yes. I'm really happy for the first time in my life. I quit cussing and going to bars. I don't even hate my father anymore.
You managed to stay out of jail all those years?
Yes. I thought it was my doing, but now I can see that the Lord was protecting me, even though I didn't realize it. All those times I ran away, I could have died along the way.
Yeah. Well, I remember how you came to my place a couple of times and I hid you.
Yeah, that's what God does. He hides you in the palm of his hand when you belong to him. He's your shield and your protector. See, Jesus is real, Butch. He loves you, man. And with him, you can live a victorious life.
Hey, will you pray with me, Dennis, so I can become a Christian?
I sure will. Just Just repeat after me. Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm tired of the way I've lived.
Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm tired of the way I've lived.
I know that Jesus died for my sins, and I believe he is the Son of God.
I know that Jesus died for my sins, and I believe he is the Son of God.
I'm asking you right now to come into my heart and make me like Jesus. In his name I pray. Amen.
I'm asking you right now to come into my heart and make me like Jesus. In his name I pray. Amen.
Hey, Butch, do you believe God has saved you?
Yes.
I'll be praying for you, brother. The same year I gave my life to Christ, 1981, I met the girl who became my wife a year later. The Lord called me to preach, so I enrolled in Bible college, and several years later we were in ministry, pastoring a church. In 1997, I received my master's degree with honors. Today, I pastor a church in Tennessee. As I think back on my life, I am a miracle, as my mother said. Not because I was born to crippled parents, but because the Lord kept his hand on me even when I didn't know him. Psalm 27, verse 10 promises, "When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up." And God keeps his promises.
Listening friend, hear what God promises in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 16. "And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them." If you would like to know more about the new life that God promises in Christ Jesus, just get in touch with Pacific Garden Mission, Chicago, Illinois, 60605. The telephone number in Chicago, 312-922-1462. Our email address is unshackled@pgm.org. Want to help spread the good news? Well, tell your friends about this program, when and where to listen, and please remember, thank the manager of this station for bringing you Unshackled. This is program number 2560, heard in the true story of Dennis Wallace, where Marcy Mancotti, Tim Gregory, Joanne Silvestrak, Peter Zinn, Helen Cutting, and Douglas Malore. Original music, Don Badorf, sound, Nick Aloisio, engineer Ed Webb, script, Kenitha Gabler, and I'm Bob O'Donnell. Unshackled is produced by Pacific Garden Mission to show through true stories that if your life is empty, it can be filled to overflowing. If this program has helped you in some way, we'd love to know that, so please write. The address, simply Pacific Garden Mission, Chicago, Illinois, 60605. Need encouragement? You may call Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago and talk with someone who cares. 312-922-1462. Someone is waiting for your call. 312-922-1462.